Well, hello, slingers. Welcome back to the Word Slinger Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Thomas, and I'm glad to see you. You showing up that's a very good sign. So thanks for being here. This week, we're going to talk about, a handful of things. We don't have a guest this week. It's just another solo slinger episode. But I'm going to do my best to make sure to keep you informed, inspired, educated, and entertained. And I'll see you right after this.
It's the Word Slinger Podcast, where story matters. Build your brand. Write your book. Redefine who you are. It's all about the story here. What's yours? Now, here's the guy who invented pants optional, Kevin Tomlinson, the Word Slinger.
Word Slinger.
This segment of the Word Slinger Podcast is being brought to you by me. Now, if you'd like to support me and my work, this podcast, whatever else I'm doing, you can do that best by going and buying one of my books or a whole bunch of my books. Go to kevintomlinson.com/books, where you'll find an entire library of things waiting for you to discover. Go find your next new favorite read, and you'll be helping me out, which means I can continue to help you out. So the new Word Slinger Podcast is going to be something a little different, a little new. We're gonna discover this as we go. Basically, I'm going to pants a podcast, and you get to be here for the whole thing. Now, I'm still going to do interviews. I've actually been reaching out to some folks. I've reached out to two or three people already, people that I want to talk to, haven't talked to in a while. Some people I talk to a lot. But I'm going to have some guests on the show again, for sure. Some familiar faces, some new faces. You can help me out with this, actually. If you have people that you think would make a great guest for the show and you have some means of contacting that person, like, don't just spam me with, I'd love to see you talk to, Neil Gaiman or the president or whatever. I got to have a means to get in touch with these people. So if you have a contact that you think would make a great guest for the show, go to kevintomlinson.com/contact. Send me a note. Make an introduction. I'd be happy to chat with some folks. I'm going to be adding some interviews over the course of the show, but I don't want every show to be an interview anymore. I used to do that. I'd have the rare and occasional solo slinger episode, and I've actually been told by some people that they preferred those over the interviews. I kind of like interviews. I like talking to people, meeting people. That's one of the points of the show. And I feel like there's a lot for you to learn. There's more for you to learn from the people I bring on the show than from just listening to me the whole time. So, we're gonna look deeper into that. If you have suggestions and contacts, let me know. Beyond that, there's some segments I'm going to be introducing to the show, starting with this. And now you saw, coming in, I've added ad spots. Don't worry. I'm going to be very discreet and discerning. I'm going to be very picky about ad spots. But one of the things I wanted to do was add ad spots for you. I think, some of you are authors. Some of you are entrepreneurs. You have businesses of your own. I'm trying to work out ways to make this a show that is supported by its own audience. So if you have a book, a product, a business, an event, if there's something you do that you want to attract, a few thousand people to, I think this is going to be a good venue for you. I'm going to have a growing audience for this thing. Now, YouTube right now is not a huge audience. I haven't put a lot of energy and time into growing the YouTube side of this business. But the podcast itself has several thousand subscribers. And right now, I think it's mostly aimed, it's kind of trimmed toward the indie author space, which is fine. But I am expanding that circle because I've been in self-publishing now for years. And I worked, at Drafted Digital as the director of marketing and PR there for the past 7 years. I've done a lot in the indie author space, but now I'm kind of looking out, like when I first started the show, I aimed it not just at authors, but also at entrepreneurs. And now I'm even expanding beyond that. I think there's something here to help the individual soul, people like you and me, right? I'm on a sort of journey of, we'll call it self-discovery. I'm out kind of doing my thing, you know, learning and growing. And I want to share some of that stuff with you. So one of the segments I'm adding to the show is something I'm calling Three Things. Now this is I've written about this as a journaling process. I do this every single day. I have a journal called Three Things. And in that, I have these little segments that I write, ironically more than three segments. But in each segment, I do a three-piece segment. So, for example, every day I write three pieces of wisdom. Every day I write three things I'm grateful for, three gratitudes. Every day I write three blessings, so three people or circumstances or things that I want to bless. I bless so-and-so, I bless such-and-such. I write down three joys, three things I love. So, you know, I love spring days with my window open. I love, you know, taking walks in the woods, things like that. And three ideas. And this one's very handy because it's where I explore, like I let my subconscious come up with three things to solve a problem or answer a question. So, you know, what are three ways to make money with the Wordslinger podcast, for example? And so I came up with three ideas for how I'd make money. What I want to do is include three things as a segment for the Wordslinger podcast. So, because I think that could be useful to you, handy to you. Maybe I don't do it every week. I don't know yet, but I've got a little show clock I've built that includes that as one of the things I'll do. So you'll just have to let me know if you like it. Okay. Now every day, by the way, I take the three pieces of wisdom, and if you follow me on social media, I post those. And at the end of each one, I write what I call a note at the end, which is something I started doing when I was, you know, I started doing this in the books years and years ago. It's an afterword in the books, basically. And it's sometimes it doesn't have anything to do with the book. A lot of times it's kind of like a behind the scenes, you know, things that were going on in my life or what I was thinking or research I found while I was writing one of the books. Sometimes it's, you know, I've had one in particular that's been politically charged and gotten me some negative feedback, we'll say. That's okay. You know, that's life for you. And I've actually kind of shifted on some of my views on some of those things, but I don't go back and edit history. I don't rewrite history. So if you find something offensive in one of my books, well, that's really kind of your problem. No, I mean, if you find something offensive in one of my books, chances are I may have changed my mind on that topic, or if I'm still on it, I am willing to discuss it. I've actually got a call coming up with somebody who took issue with something I said on a podcast and made some really like heinous accusations about me. But we're gonna chat, and I want us to go in as friends and come out as friends. I may not change my mind, he may not change his mind, but we're gonna talk it out like two adults. Imagine that in this day and age. Anyway, I think I've veered a little off topic here, but let's talk about the three things. Today, I'm gonna just read off the three pieces of wisdom. And I'll do a note at the end, like I was talking about, but I'm going to do it at the end of the episode because that's going to be a whole other segment. So stick around. So the three pieces of wisdom that I wrote for today were, number one, the right tools and patience make for good work. Number two, home isn't a place or even a particular group of people. It's your willingness to choose joy wherever you are. And number three, what others think of you is none of your business. haven't decided whether I'm going to comment on things like this when I read them, but today I will. I mean, that idea of the right tools and patience make for good work, that actually came from a couple of nights ago. A neighbor of mine helped me out with, I have a Ford Bronco, 2021 Ford Bronco. The color's technically called orange, but to me it looks yellow. It's like school bus yellow almost. A little two-door Bronco. I love it. And it's been amazing to have as a, it's the first vehicle I've ever bought for non-practical reasons. I just bought it for the fun of it. My wife talked me into it. But it came with this winch installed on the front bumper that was blocking the camera. And the vehicle has that top down mode that helps you with like parking and things like that. But I never could use it because I couldn't see in front of me. And with the winch up there, there was always a danger of, you know, smashing into somebody's front grill in their car or whatever. And I didn't want that liability. And I felt like it's safer to have this thing. So I bought this kit to relocate the camera. But it required taking the grill off, dismantling part of the vehicle. And I was set to do it. I was going to tough it out, do it. I'm pretty handy. But, you know, I improvise things a lot. But my neighbor, Nate, who is an amazing guy, he's one of the handiest guys I know. The dude, he does this stuff for a living, really. But, like, he's got just, you know, every tool you can imagine. And so as I stood and basically was completely useless, like this guy did all the work, you know, and, I maybe popped in every now and then with my Swiss Army knife, but like he had every tool he needed to do the job. And above and beyond that, he had the patience to actually do the work. Like we came to points where we're like, oh, we reinstalled this, but we forgot to do this step. So he patiently took it all apart. Unlike me, he didn't get mad. He didn't gnash his teeth and stomp his feet and do the, you know, make a fool of himself. He actually took the time, used the right tool, and did it right. So that's where that came from. The right tools and patience make for good work. I think we need that. Now my tools, the work that I do, you may notice I've stepped up the quality of video. I'm using my iPhone as a camera now, which has worked out great. I've tried all kinds of things to try to get a good camera into this setup, and I just keep running into one roadblock after another. But now I've got this figured out. I've got things working. It's not freezing up on me like it was. So I've upgraded the quality. So the right tool has made the show better. And maybe you don't care about that. I've had a conversation with a couple of people who said, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, the webcam was fine. And I think it was fine. It was a good enough, but I wanted to take it a little step higher. And so I have now, and, you know, I've got a great microphone. I've got great lighting. I've got, you know, all the things I need to do a show like this and do it well. And I'm going to improve that as I go. And then as a writer, you know, I use Scrivener, so I think that's the right tool for me for writing books. It changed everything for me when I got that software years and years and years ago now. So long ago that, it's changed quite a bit since I first got it. But having that software made it possible for me to write novels in a way that worked for me. Because I had been writing using Microsoft Word, which I've used professionally as a copywriter for all my career, and it was drudgery to write a book in that for me. It may work great for you. Good friends of mine do that, use Word, use Google Docs. You know, I'm always experimenting and trying out another, you know, piece of writing software, but I'm pretty happy with Scrivener. It's kind of hard to beat for me. So that's the right tool. Well, because I have the right tool, and I take the time to use it properly, I get a good result. I get a book. I get a book, you know, pretty quickly, actually. First draft comes out pretty quick. So these are the things that make the difference. Get the right tool, have the patience to do it right, and you'll get good results. You get good work. Pretty common sense, but. Okay, and I'm not going to go in. I mean, maybe I'm doing you a disservice here, but I'm not going to go through each one like this. I mean, I mean, I guess there's only three. I will say that the number three, the what others think of you is know your business, had a personal situation happen where someone that I was friends with online, we liked each other, laughed at each other's jokes, shared each other's posts, encouraged each other publicly. I made a joke one time because they posted something, and what their comment was on a post that was blocked for everyone else to see. I wasn't allowed to see the post she was commenting on. And so I shared that and said, the thing about social media is it makes schizophrenics of us all, or something along those lines. And they took that personally, as if I were saying they were schizophrenic. And then they went on to claim that I said other things that I absolutely would not have said, did not say, know that I didn't say. But they blocked me and have been saying things, negative things about me behind that block wall. And it, for some reason, saying that I'm a coward for not responding because I can't see the comments. I don't get notified when someone who's blocked me has posted something. So the thing is, you know, I have a kind of a hard and fast rule about apologizing for things. I don't apologize for things if I didn't do anything wrong. But I did actually apologize this time, just to say, like, I'm sorry about that. I made a joke, maybe not one of my best. Certainly didn't mean to offend anybody, but it was misinterpreted, and it was clear that it was misinterpreted. If you actually read what I said, I didn't call her anything. But here's the thing. As much as that sucks, and I hate that. I wish I could just let it go. But things like that are tough to let go. I mean, it's tough. It's easy to say, it's none of my business. I don't have to care about what you think of me. It's much tougher in practice. But as human beings, we all share this experience, right? So it's something that connects us. It's something that allows us to have empathy with each other. And we grow. This is, you know, the problem of letting what other people think impact you. That's a habit we have. It's a bad habit, right? The only way to replace a bad habit is with a good habit. I mean, the only way to get rid of a bad habit is to replace it with a good habit. And so the good habit that I have to nurture is letting that go and realizing that we're all human. We all feel this way. Having empathy, that's the habit I want to nurture, the commonality between human beings. So to do that takes time, takes practice. And so in that way, I have to choose to be grateful for this misunderstanding and for the unfairness of it, because it gives me something to push against. If I don't have, you know, the dumbbell to lift, I can't build muscle. If I don't have this thing, or someone judged me unfairly and said unfair things or whatever, or untrue things about me, I don't have the tool I need, the proper tool I need to do this work well. Meaning I don't have something to help push myself to be better. That's the attitude I'm trying to take. Not easy. Not easy. So anyway. So that's going to wrap us up on three things. That probably went a little longer than I'm going to want it to go in the future. But, since I don't have a guest and we're not working against that clock, I got a little bit of leeway in time. So that's, we'll just call that kind of the topic this week. The other thing I want to do going forward is something I'm calling clips, which is, I may sometimes share actual clips from like videos or podcasts or read sections from books or whatever. But what I want to do is, like, I have a mission statement. My mission statement, here it goes for you guys. And it's expanded slightly. I've talked about this before, but on previous episodes years ago. But my mission is this: to inform and inspire, educate and entertain in the service of God and humanity. And I've added this: to observe, contemplate, and express with wisdom and integrity. That sums up like everything that I do as an author, as a podcaster, as a public speaker. All the work that I do in my life comes down to that mission statement. And I've got other things. I actually write. Today it came out to about 500 words. I've got a whole list of like affirmations and things that I write and read out loud every single day. And I end up reading it out loud 3 times a day, morning, midday, and evening before I go to bed, to remind myself, to program myself. I'm casting a spell upon myself to change the reality I live in, and actually the reality I live from. So clips is going to be a segment, and I don't think I'll have this one in every single episode, but what it'll be is things like, you know, if I read a passage in a book that particularly resonates with me, I may share that passage. If I watch a YouTube video, I may share a clip from the video, things like that. So you can help out with this, actually. If you send me links to things, if you go to kevintomlinson.com/contact, send me links to videos, podcasts, you know, quotes online, whatever you think, tweets or X's, I don't know. I refuse to call that thing X. Twitter, Facebook, whatever. If there's things that you you think would fall into that mission statement, it informs, it inspires, it educates, it entertains. Send it my way. I'm happy to consider things, and I'll credit you when I get it. So you can tag me on social media. I'm on all the social medias, most of the social medias. I'm not on TikTok. I'm just not going to do TikTok. I don't know. I just can't. So, all right. Again, I mentioned earlier, I'm going to do ad spots right now. I've decided to do 2 ad spots, and I want these to be relevant to you, and useful to you. So that they become, the approach I'm going to take to ads is content. I want it to be content for you. Not just pitching whoever the highest bidder was or whatever junk somebody wants me to peddle or whatever. If I think it's going to be useful to you, if I think it's going to add to your life, then I'll accept a sponsor. And I also want this to be an opportunity, because one of the things that I always had trouble with was like, I'm in a business myself. I'm a writer and a creator, and I produce products and services, and you know, I speak at events, and you know, I need the attention of people, right? To further my business. And so I know that that's a need for all writers, all entrepreneurs, everybody, and even individuals. I mean, just, you know, let's say, I don't know if I want to get down to like nitty gritty little temporary things. Like I don't think I would want to run ads for like your something you put up on Facebook Marketplace or whatever. But if you have like a service or product or something that you think would appeal to this audience, you know, your books, something you build, some service you provide, I guess there's going to have to be criteria, and I'm kind of working up a lot of that. I'm going to sort of create a packet of like a sponsorship packet. But I, you know, part of what I'm doing here, honestly, I mean, I got to earn a living just like you do. So, I don't want ads to take over, and I don't want it to become something that distracts from the actual mission and purpose of the show. I want it to add to it. And so I had an idea today, one of the 3 ideas that I wrote down in my journal today was, creating a process or opening up an opportunity for people to be able to advertise their books or whatever on the show for the listeners to be able to be sponsors. And there's another way to do that, and I talk about this in the close of the show. You can support me financially. I mean, number one, you can buy my books. It's always appreciated. Number two, I have a paid Substack, and the way I'm doing it is kind of like Patreon. Instead of like you're paying, and the only way you're going to get to see content X, Y, or Z is if you're paying. What I'm doing is opening it up as a way to support me financially, so that I can continue to do this stuff. And you'll be on there, and I'm going to create an honors list somewhere, maybe something I include with the show. But the point there is you'll be able to support me financially so I can keep doing this stuff. And when I do have something special, it will go to that group. So I've got a couple of books I'm working on right now. I've decided that people who are paid subscribers get my books before they're ever even released, before anyone else even knows they exist sometimes. I've written novellas chapter by chapter for that group. I'm gonna be sending things to that group that my free subscribers won't get. So you'll get that opportunity. So that's one way to support me. Buying the books is another. But this ad revenue is another way. Now, something I've thought about doing. Tell me what you think of this idea. For those of you who maybe don't have a product, or maybe you've got a book, but you don't want to spend a ton of money. Maybe you don't want to own the ad spot. I'm thinking about doing a sort of conglomerated ad. So I'll create a landing page with everyone's name and link. And if you've got a product, I'll put your product on that page. And then you pay maybe I'll do this through Patreon or something. But if you're a paid supporter, you go on that page. You tell me what you wanted, what it is you want, included in your line. And there will be a page of all the sponsors of the show. All the individual sponsors, so basically it's Patreon. I think I just reinvented Patreon, but something or Substack or whatever. But I'm thinking of kind of doing that. You can advertise something from that page, and I'll encourage people to go there, and that can be one of the ad spots. But see what I mean? I'm figuring this out as I go. We're pantsing this thing. We're pantsing the Wordslinger podcast. Anyway, that's going to do that segment. Another segment I'm going to rotate in and out is called, I'm going to call it AKA Ask Kevin Anything. And I've got two questions this week so far. If you want to be included in AKA, all you got to do is comment on my Substack or tag me on social media, or you can go to kevintomlinson.com/contact and send me an email and ask any question you want. Any question. I'm not going to promise that I'll always answer every single question I get, but if you want to ask about writing, fine. If you want to ask about podcasting or something, fine. If you want to ask me how is fudge made, if you want to ask me what's the fuel ratio of the of Elon Musk's Space One. maybe I've got that wrong. It doesn't matter, because what's going to happen? Here's what I'm going to do. So one of the components of my life and career as a writer is research, right? So if you send me a question, even if it's something I don't know anything about, I can go and do a little research and find an answer and give you an answer. And you can ask me about marketing if you want. And you can ask me about, literally anything. Ask me anything. Keep it clean. I'm a good Christian man, trying to be. And I'm only going to do good family-friendly stuff on the show. But if you want to ask me any question at all, ask. And that will be an AKA, Ask Kevin Anything. So this week I've actually got two. First up, from Ray Braun, who's a longtime reader. He helps edit my books. He gets the books before anyone else does. But Ray says, way back, you used to leave little nuggets like Shauna's Forest. That was a short story I wrote. Will wordslingers have a place for these too? Will Wordslinger have a place for these two? Good question, Ray. Let me think about that for a second. I think I am going to start posting some things on Substack, fiction on Substack. What I may do is create an entirely new section instead of posting it in the main content. If you subscribe to my free Substack, every week I post a narrative from my life, my experience, the things I'm thinking. I don't want to change that, but I think I can start posting short fiction and other little tidbits like that on Substack. So I'm going to say, Ray, maybe. And that's your answer. But I'm going to, that's a solid maybe though. I promise. I'm going to look into that. I think that's a good idea. See, the show, everything's growing already. Next question is from Randy Batten. Sounds great, he says. Okay, first question. My book is published by Draft Digital. I love D2D. Still love D2D. I've run a few promos with a few places and had my book signing, sold books to friends and coworkers, but I am not much of a social media guy. Just opened my first Facebook account yesterday. Congratulations on that, Randy. So he's wondering, should he use Facebook to maybe advertise new books somehow? Do I have suggestions to get the book noticed? Okay. So book marketing is something I'm familiar with, having done it for myself and having done a lot of marketing for Draft Digital and for clients and things over the years. Here's the thing. Social media. Don't go to social media as a marketing platform. Go to social media as a community platform. Good. Take your time with social media, grow your audience, and that will help you a lot more than thinking of it as, I got to sell my book there. If you interact and engage with an audience on social media, when you do get to a point where you need someone to buy, you can say, I have books for sale. I have a book for sale, and here it is. But you can only do that when people already trust you. So I know people hate the slow burn, but marketing, the best marketing is slow. I mean, you can get big results very fast with certain types of marketing techniques, but the problem is you sort of burn out the fuel when you do that. Not always. I mean, sometimes when things go viral, you know, sometimes it kind of lingers and lasts. But a lot of times if you have like a big viral success, the next thing that happens is a steep cliff. You just fall off. So it's much better to build your base and bring people into your fold in organic ways. Other ways you can promote besides social media, like one thing, you know, something I'm going to try, a friend of mine has done this, but there's all these like local like farmers markets and street fair things that happen around where I live. So for like practically nothing, like maybe like 40 or 50 bucks, you can rent a booth in these places. $60 sometimes. And so I'm just going to go and, you know, I'll have books for sale, but my intention is to get out and show the local public who I am, get them familiar with my name and my face and my branding. And I'm going to offer physical books for sale, but I'm going to have QR codes and things where people can go and I'll have a way for people to download the free book that I offer in order to get on my mailing list. That's very important to me. That's worth $60 to me, by the way, and more. Like if I'm at a farmer's market and I get a couple hundred people download a free book and get on my mailing list, chef's kiss. I will pay for that every time. So even if I don't sell a single book at that event, because mailing lists, that's the key to success for all writers, for all entrepreneurs, for everybody. So that's my advice, is focus on building your mailing list. Whatever you're doing on social media, focus on building your mailing list. I've been using Substack, and I still have my mailing list because, I mean, I'm a founder of authoremail.com, so I have to use Author Email, and I do, but I like Substack as a way to keep in constant contact. Don't worry about the monetization stuff. I mean, I know I'm talking about, you know, I want people to pay to support me, and that's you can get there, but that stuff comes eventually. I didn't actually start monetizing mine for like the first 4 or 5 months I had the Substack. I concentrated on getting consistent about producing content. And that's the other thing I can tell you, Randy, is be consistent about the way you interact. Whatever it is you choose to do, the thing that you enjoy doing that allows you to interact with your readers, your potential readers, sorry for the clearing my throat, do that consistently, and that will be a better marketing tool than any Facebook ad. Now, you can use Facebook ads, but I would recommend using them to build your mailing list rather than trying to sell all the time. You can try to sell too, but there are a lot of courses out there for Facebook ads, Amazon ads, book sweeps, not book sweeps, yes. Book sweeps is a great promotion tool. BookBub is another one. They have ads. They have the feature deals. If you can get a feature deal, that's great. There's a lot of resources out there. So anyway, that's it. Those are the two questions I had for today. Thank you, Ray and Randy. If you've got a question, leave a comment somewhere, tag me on social media, go to kevintomlinson.com/contact and leave me an email. Wordslingerpodcast.com currently leads to the Substack page where the podcast is hosted. And from there, you can comment, leave questions and things like that. I'm trying to make that easy. I'm thinking about pointing that site at a landing page, though. I don't know. Pantsing. So, anyway, here we are. That's going to do it for this week's Wordslinger podcast. Thank you for being a part of the show. I'm grateful more than I can say. But if you'd like to support me as I do this and other work, you can become a paid supporter of my Substack. Is one of the easiest ways. Go to wordslingerpodcast.com. I think it actually pops up immediately to ask if you want to subscribe. You can become a free subscriber and or a paid subscriber. So feel free to check that out. Ask me questions if you want. You can also like, subscribe, and share this show with others. Leave a comment if you're on YouTube or on social media. All that stuff helps. This is what I've learned. Comments on YouTube videos are kind of a thing. That's a YouTube likes that. So please comment on the YouTube video. Share it with people because this is how the show grows. And all that helps me. So thank you. I'm always grateful. And I'll see you next time.
Wordslinger.